Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th in Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today on a Monday in Creighton, Bill?
Well, I think Steve would enjoy because of his mental toughness. So I think Jake would be very good at this. I think I would struggle a little bit, but everyone must participate.
Okay.
Magnificent Mind Games Monday.
Oh, boy.
Magnificent Mind Games Monday. After every 12th person comes in, they'll be quarantined off into the lobby right there, and then Shin Daddy does Simon Says.
Oh, geez.
He's the leader. Yep. Simon Says, touch your nose. Simon Says, touch your knee. Simon Says, do jumping jacks. Stop. Ah, got ya. Everyone has to play. So there could be ladies in their 80s up there.
Why?
And maybe just a construction worker in swinging through town. But once you come in, you got to do Simon Says.
What's the trick of Simon Says?
What's that? Well, Simon, the trick of it is that Simon has to tell you.
Oh.
Simon Says, touch your elbow.
Okay.
Simon Says, and then
then if he says, do jumping jacks, but he doesn't say Simon Says, he got you.
Yeah, he got you. Okay. So it's a lot of times going fast, talking quick.
Yes.
A lot of things to
Shindy.
Shindy's going to be up there. He's going to have some
trying to fool
tricks.
You.
He's going to have some tomfoolery up his sleeve to try to get you. And there's a prize.
They quarantine you off. There's a prize.
There's a prize. That the prize to be named as Shindy deems. But
this sounds sort of fun.
Every 12th person that comes in. Imagine also you're walking in, you're kind of in line with what's going on. Also you hear, Simon Says, do jumping jacks.
They say, come here.
Come here, yeah.
God, you don't want that in a bank, by the way. I mean,
come over here.
Yeah, at Shindy's Bank, you'd probably think something's going on with the day.
Yes.
But some other banks, if they said, come here, you don't want that. But Shindy's Bank, it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So Simon Says.
Says it's magnificent Mind Games Monday.
And he'll have a wireless mic. He'll have kind of a headset on up front. It looked like an aerobics instructor up there doing Simon Says.
I think I'd be out early.
Do you?
Yeah.
That would not be a game. I like being Simon Says. I used to have to do that sometimes. In camp, I was the guy that led it.
You were Simon.
I was Simon.
What kind of camp?
Football camp. All of a sudden, like youth football camp. All of a sudden, it's like, hey, yeah, there's some lines here before we can go to get our meal or whatever. So I'd have to do Simon Says.
So you do that?
I was pretty good at it.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet you are.
Yeah, it's kind of good at it.
But I bet you Shindy is.
But the other side of it, I wouldn't do well on the other Simon Says part.
This sounds fun. Doesn't sound like a bad thing. I would just help. I skirt through and not be the 12th person.
Don't be last.
But, you know, if you are, it probably takes. I mean, the Simon Says game doesn't take that long.
It shouldn't take that long.
This is a good one. This is at where, Creighton Bank?
Yes, at Midwest Bank. Would you go today then? You'd be up there?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I would not. I wouldn't turn away.
You would deposit your check today up there.
If you want, when you get done, if you get lathered up, you can still get a shower because the locker room's still set
up. All right, yes. Is it long-term at this point?
Take a shower. Well, you smell like Irish Spring, honey.
Seems like a long-term locker room.
Did Simon Says and move some money into a CD, and then I took a shower.
Quick shower. Quick shower at the bank.
Well, thanks to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2, as always. 464-5685, call
right
or text, as always. Yes, if you're watching the videos, look at this. You guys are close to me, which is weird.
My mic is coming out of the producer's room. It's like it's so far away.
Mike 2 and 3 are having issues.
I mean, we're not. It's not awkward. We're all right.
We're making do with what we have today.
What do we got, Jake?
We were talking during the break about the SEC. So today is, moving this up a little bit, because today is the beginning of a four-day stretch of SEC media days. We'll hear from Greg Sankey, the commissioner, as well as LSU, Ole Miss, South Carolina, and Vanderbilt will be speaking today, day one at Atlanta. Clark Lee of Vanderbilt, as well as Shane Beamer.
Clark Lee. Wow.
What a lineup. Say the lineup again, Jake.
Yeah, Greg Sankey, LSU, Ole Miss, South Carolina, and Vanderbilt, day one of SEC media days in Atlanta.
Clark Lee. So that does that mean
Diego Pavia's talking today?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, you can do the big flex. Clark Lee's a good big 5-27 at Vanderbilt. I think tell us how good they are.
You beat Bama though. Nice win, Clark.
I know. I don't know. I don't.
He's just bothered by Vanderbilt.
Yeah, Vandy bothers.
That whole big worked up.
The whole Vandy flex. He's 5-27. Yeah. That's what he is in the SEC. I don't want to hear Diego get up there and talk about how good they are. They were three. What? How many SEC games do they play? Nine? Eight.
They play eight.
They were 3-5 last year. What are we doing?
Beat Bama.
Brian Kelly. What do you want to hear from Brian Kelly? They just got the number one defensive tackle in the country. I will say
from
that.
From Louisiana.
From the state of Louisiana.
That's one of those, you lose that one, that's a bad day. That's a bad day. And that's
they got him though.
They got him. So that's a big, big win.
Jake,
I just wonder for Brian Kelly the pressure this year. I mean, you have either the first or second best quarterback in the country in Garrett Nussmeier.
What, you proclaiming?
I mean,
that
that's
for sure?
That's not me. I mean, that's most projections out there in terms of what
he's
see for
high.
Heisman odds. He's second right now in the Heisman odds. Number two, Garrett Nussmeier. I mean, what is it? Is it playoffs or bust for LSU and Brian Kelly?
Yeah.
And what,
oh, yeah.
What if they don't make the playoffs, though?
100.
Trouble.
If they're 9-3, they win 9 games, miss the playoff.
Yeah, if they're not in the playoffs, so it'd be trouble.
So there's that. What about Lane? Lane had loaded roster last year, didn't make the playoffs. Is there pressure on Lane in year 6?
Here's what that. There's always pressure. I think there's a difference when someone says hot seat. There's a hot seat that people are on. The hot seat doesn't mean fireable. There's a difference. But is his all seats are hot. I mean, just go ahead. Just have Georgia go 8-4.
Oh.
Just try it out.
Well, first of all, it ain't happening. But you're right, though.
Yeah.
You're right. If Georgia goes 8-4, it's trouble.
Yeah.
Trouble. Alabama. Try throwing an 8-4 this year.
Yeah. You talk about misery? Oh. Oh, miserable.
8-4 at Bama after last year. And by the way, do we know who their starting quarterback is going to be? Ty Simpson, is that who it is?
Yeah.
Is that who it is?
That's who it is.
For sure?
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only. Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Now, wait a second. Do they got to make the playoff too?
Absolutely.
Oh, boy.
But he's not getting fired, but the seat will be uncomfortable.
So hot for year three.
It's 9-3, incredibly uncomfortable.
I'm reading this article here that this week should be the starting point for Lenoris Sellers to start his unofficial Heisman Trophy campaign. South Carolina.
A lot of.
We were on that trade last year.
How about the quarterback?
Oh, you guys like him a lot.
We do.
A lot of quarterbacks back.
In that league?
In that league. A lot of quarterbacks back.
Today it all starts, and you're going to hear Sankey.
I can't wait to hear. I want to hear where his alignment is, because he was also a 100%, you know, earlier on in the AQ with the Big Ten.
He was.
And then the coaches are
switched.
Like, yep. Coaches are like, not doing it. So he backed his coaches.
Is he going to go 5+11 today?
I would imagine he's got to say something. And he's been a little quiet on it. But today's going to make it pretty crystal clear.
I think what you'll hear today is him reaffirm back what your Mark said, that the ACC, SEC, and Big 12 are aligned on a 5+11 playoff model. Then that puts the Big Ten in, I think, an awkward position.
Unwinnable, probably.
Okay, do you think that?
I mean, if it's three, yes, I do.
Sean says, no, it's not unwinnable, that the Big Ten will just hold the whole thing up. Then they'll just stick at 12. They'll stick at a 12-team playoff. I don't know. I think it would be awkward for the Big Ten to be the odd man out.
Then the next question is, so right away, if you're Nebraska fans and the Big Ten says not doing it, we're going to stay at 12 for another 6-7 years, you're not happy with that.
I wouldn't think so.
No, you want more access.
Right.
12 teams is hard.
I didn't understand.
12 teams is, you want the 4 more games. You want your... The end goal at Nebraska is to be in the playoffs, right?
100%.
So you on this airway, you said that if Dylan Raiola would be a bust if we don't get to the playoffs.
He would. I think Dylan Raiola would go on this airwave and say the same thing.
And I agree with you.
Yeah.
My point is you'd like to have the 4 more spots.
Yeah.
So how many – I mean, you think SC really says no. Stay at 12.
I don't know. So why is – well – okay.
For revenue, which is brilliant in the 4-4 model,
4-4-2-2
is the model is that was it 6 plays 3 and 5 plays 4
for the play-in.
So right. Now the top 6 teams are actually in it. So on Championship Saturday, there's the championship. Then there's 6 versus 3, 5 versus 4 on home site,
which is awesome.
Which would be the amount of juice and the money made.
Yes.
So telling you what's going on. He's looking at it from a financial standpoint, saying we get 6 teams alive all the way till the end, the last weekend. And, oh, by the way, imagine what would it be like at Nebraska at a home game?
6-3?
December?
Or 5-4?
Whatever it is.
Okay, so we're talking about a Big Ten play-in tournament at the end of the year that would be fabulous. Now, here's my question. Why – couldn't the SEC have the same thing?
Well, they would.
They'd be encouraged, actually.
They would.
Follow us.
So why not? Why would Sankey not want to do that? Because
his coaches pushed back on it. From what I remember of this, correct me if I'm wrong, it was full on SEC and Big Ten were on the AQs. They were all for this.
It seemed like initially, the momentum was.
Until the coaches came out and said, that's not what we want.
So what we're talking about is a model of 4 AQs. For the Big Ten and for the SEC, then 2 for the 2 AQs for the Big 12 and Big 12 in the ACC.
In the 5+11, you could still get more than 4 teams in the field for the SEC.
All right.
So he's saying, well, 4 is great to have for the AQs, but if we can get 5 or 6 in, all right, but let's take the 5+11 for that sake.
Everybody
make it half the field is SEC.
It's one of those things. If you really pin people down, everybody says, you know what? I don't like the AQs. Earn your way in. No automatic qualifiers. I mean,
that's how I am.
But then you turn around and go, you like to watch good football?
Yeah.
How about those play-in games?
I know.
That's fun. That's awesome.
How would you like?
I want that.
How would you like to see Penn State at Iowa?
I get it.
To see if they get into the deal.
It'd be sweet.
The AQs bother me.
They bother me too. I'm with you.
I just wonder if Petiti. See, I just don't think it'll be a good look if the Big Ten's the odd person out.
Not a great look.
If it's 3-1 and the Big Ten's holding up the process, I don't. Now, if you're Petiti, you got to ask yourself: Am I ready for that? Am I ready to be the one that's holding this whole thing up?
The ultimate You heard one time Sankey say, when we get in the rooms, there will have to be some sort of concessions made by either side.
Yep.
So the Hard one that do. Would be the flex of all flexes is if they said, we're going to go 5-11 and ACC and SEC, still just going to play eight games. Ooh. That would be one because that's been very big too, that they need to play nine.
They need to play nine.
They need to play nine.
I don't know if they can get away with that.
And so but that would... That flex would be one you'd go, okay, we lost. If I'm
so
the
is Petiti holding out until the SEC says, okay, we'll play nine?
I believe that would be one of those concessions that they would make. Okay, if we're all playing nine. The funniest thing about this is no one cares if the ACC is playing 10 or 6.
No, they don't.
They don't even care.
We'll
no one says
ACC.
A word. It's just the SEC.
There's two conferences here
and
to care about.
The reason that what's hilarious about it is that the SEC says we can't play nine because we just beat each other up too bad. This league is too elite. And what's the ACC's reason? What are they doing?
What about us?
What about
we didn't even know. Yeah. We didn't even know last season.
They didn't the know they played eight.
None of us did.
They played eight.
We had no idea.
Didn't know. I mean,
so, anyway, so that's it. All starts off today.
Yeah, Greg Sankey, LSU, Ole Miss, South Carolina, and Vanderbilt today, live from Atlanta, kicking things off of day one of four of Big Ten. Of SEC. Media days. Before we get to break, Bill, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Always a shiver down the spine. You can avoid being hacked Always a shiver. I get goosebumps. You can avoid that by talking to our friends at Applied Connected Technologies.
I did. Just pointed to his arm.
They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. They're in all 93 counties of the state with a 99.6% retention rate. They are the go-tos. It's a one-stop shop. Stop looking
They're
around
in Kearney
for IT.
Now.
They're everywhere.
Hiring the elite of the elite.
In Kearney.
Yeah, the elite of the... This is the who's who of security.
You need it in Kearney. It's right off the interstate.
It's a growing city.
Yeah.
ApplyConnective.com, free consultation. Today. It is. Look, it's an impressive city when you drive by.
You guys both really like Kearney.
Oh,
we do.
It's incredible.
When we come back, hey, we're not done with the SEC. Hugh Freeze is firing back on the golf accusations. That's next, an early break on the ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.